Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Daniel Carer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dan's been with us before. He's a member of our Brain Trust and one of America's leading experts on small business and entrepreneurship. Certainly a kindred spirit of mine. Dan's been doing this for a long time. He's the publisher of a number of publications, including the 100 Best Resources for Small Businesses and Biz Best Connections for Success. Many of you have seen his syndicated column around the country where he does a lot of Q&A his columns are where you see someone ask a question and he provides the answer. He's our good friend. Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks very much, Jim. Glad to be on. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. We're going to talk in a minute about some ways for small business owners to save money when they're traveling. But before we do that, let's talk about the Q&A thing that I mentioned a minute ago. This is one of your column that you syndicate is largely based on Q&As. What would you say is the most often asked question by a small business owner today?
I think we probably get more questions about finding financing.
Yep.
Than we get on any other subject. And it's, those are generally startup mode questions that are coming
right.
in, although sometimes it's, they're existing businesses, but that's the area that we...
Here's what it sounds like. I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant?
Yeah.
How many times have I gotten that question, and you've probably gotten it 10 times more, And I told you, did I tell you what I write back? See, I don't coddle people, Daniel. I mean, I'm not disrespectful. I'm not disrespectful, but people when they're talking about hawking the family, the wife's jewels and putting their house a second mortgage on their house for their businesses, this is not a time to be delicate with these people.
No, I don't think so.
I tell them reality time here. When they write me and they say they want a grant, I tell them Grant died.
Yeah, and he's buried in Grant's tomb up
That's
there in
exactly
New York.
That's exactly right.
But actually, a close
what,
second.
What makes?
Though,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Daniel,
questions.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What makes people think that they can get a grant somewhere? Where does that come from?
I think they've heard about government programs, over and over, kind of vaguely over the years, and then when they think government, they think grant.
Yeah.
I just think that the two kind of have gone together over the years, and then they're just kind of not thinking clearly yet, I think.
But don't you think that thinking about starting a business and thinking that you can get a grant, don't you think that is mutually exclusive thinking?
Well, yeah, I would think it is. And maybe these folks are not the ones who are going to end up on the on the top of the entrepreneurial scale. I don't know.
Well, I think they're the ones. Their mortgages and their jewelry is paving the road to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's another question? Right. What's another common question you get?
We get a lot of tech-related stuff these days. I think small business owners and startups, and as well as those that have been in business for a million years, are very, very concerned about technology. You get a lot of things regarding email and virus, computer viruses, but also keeping up with technology and buying technology and using the web to better efficiency, tech support, tech training. A lot of things in that area come in that we see.
When people ask you questions, in general, do they ask you good questions that you can answer, or are they vague questions? For example, somebody wrote me one time, emailed me and said, I want to start a restaurant. Where do I buy my food? I can't help them with that.
No, you can't. And there's some questions that are very much more localized that we can't really deal with in a national-based column.
Right.
But sometimes we'll kind of take one of those general questions and rephrase it so that it's more specific to a broader readership. And so we get some very good questions actually, right. Things that are right from the heart.
Want to ask questions, folks, be sure to ask them in a way that the person you want to answer your question, where they can help you. Try to think about how they would receive the question, and make sure you ask a question so that they can give you something that they can give you that you don't have, that you can't go get yourself. My favorite one, Daniel, was a lady who called me, who emailed me and said, I want to start a bikini house cleaning service in Tampa, Florida. Is anybody else doing this down here? I wrote it back and I said, I don't know about Tampa, but they're not doing it where I am. Why don't you come start that one up here?
Yeah, I know.
20 Till, stay with us. I'm just kidding, ladies. I didn't say that. I'm just kidding. 20 Till, we'll be right back with Daniel Carrer. Stay with us.
Couldn't get away too soon.
Back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, it's going to be our 4th of July show. And it'll be my 7th in a row, 7th consecutive live 4th of July show. And what we're going to do on that day, most of the day's show is going to be about the 4th of July. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of my thoughts about the 4th of July. That's going to be up first. And then Don Lambro is with us. Don is the chief political reporter for the Washington Times. He and I are going to reflect on democracy as his thoughts and my thoughts. And also, we're going to compare. One of the things I've asked him to do is help me compare our nation's birth with the birth of Iraq. I think there's some similarities there, and I think it'd be important to talk about that. And then the next hour, we're going to be visiting with John Works. One of the people we're going to visit with is a guy named John Works, who is the 8th generation descendant of Thomas Jefferson. He's the president of that society, the Thomas Jefferson Society. And so I've asked him to join us, and that'll be a lot of fun to hear him talk about some of the things that he knows about Thomas Jefferson, who, as you know, wrote the Declaration of Independence, and who we'll get him to tell us some things about that. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Dan Carrer is our guest. He's the author of he's the president of BizBest, which is the author of a number of books. Dan, tell us a little bit about some of the publications you guys offer.
Well, I think we've got two main things. One is BizBest Connections for Success, which is a ring-bound directory of resources for small business owners of all kinds. We cover hundreds of different subject areas. We've got a couple of thousand different resources in there. And then we kind of took the best of the best and put it out in a small paperback called the 100 Best Resources for Small Business. That's more of a pocket size model.
Yeah. And but these are really these 100. I mean, they're like the best. They're like the best resources in the universe, aren't they?
Well,
these 100. There couldn't be better small business resources in the world than the 100 in that book, right?
Well, that's true, right? But it's hard to. We feel a little, bad that we can only put 100 there. We're trying to keep it compact, and there are certainly more than we've got in there that are good resources.
But these are the best, though. The 100.
Yeah, these.
They're
the
100 best.
The ones that we think are best.
The 100 best resources for small businesses by Dan Carrer, and his company is called BizBest. Won't you give us your website, please?
BizBest100.com.
Right.
That'll take you to some info on that particular book.
And also look for his column, folks, in your newspaper. You may see it around. Okay, let's talk about helping small business owners save money when they're traveling. Dan, you got some ideas on that, don't you?
Well, this has been a sore point of mine for years. Anybody who's been involved, a small business owner and has done any traveling for business, kind of has figured out that the travel industry has small business owners and independent professionals targeted for a fleecing. I think we're business owners, small business people fall somewhere in between, the big corporate guys who have clout and they've all kind of sweetheart deals with the hotels and the airlines
and huge discounts
and then there are the leisure travelers who have tremendous flexibility and they can go they can make their arrangements months in advance and they may be flexible when they want to go and they're willing to put up with cattle cars and all those kinds of things. They get the cheapest stuff. We're the guys in the middle who pay the the big bucks. You know, we've been researching this thing. You know that on every flight there may be 20 or 30 different ticket prices?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And on every hotel floor where the rooms are exactly the same, there may be 10 or 20 different rates that people are paying.
And every
car, rental car that leaves a lot, there may be, that's the same car, maybe 5 or 10 different prices.
We went online to find a price for an airline ticket, and it was a 7-day ticket. They said this is our ticket for 7 days. Well, it wasn't 7 days yet. So we went back. It was like 10 days before. It was a 7-day ticket.
Yeah.
And so we went back before 7 days was up, but it was a day or two after we first went there, and the price had gone up $200.
Yeah, well, this is the
and
thing.
They were
it's
still
really
calling it the 7-day ticket. But listen, we called the airline and said, "What's up with this? What's going on here?" And they said, "Oh, well, it is a 7-day ticket, but that price is subject to change."
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Everything is subject to change. Everything is subject to change. And, you know, here's the thing. It's, you know, the Internet has really changed everything in the terms of the travel business and how to book travel for small business. But really not the way people think. It's almost come full circle. You know, for a while, the web was, you know, it really just increased confusion over prices. You had all these new travel sites, you know, the Travelocities Orbitz and all those things and price lines, and it seemed like with the right inside knowledge and a bunch of digging, you could uncover, you know, these few secret places that offered the best prices. But it's changed the last year or two. Just it's not that long. You know, the efficiency of search engines and the general popularity of the Internet have changed this. You know, every travel deal that's available on the web can be found in a few seconds now, and there are no, you know, secret places anymore. And what's happened is, you know, the airlines and the hotels and rental car companies have figured this out, and they're starting to offer the best prices right on their own website.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's not like you can go to these discounters or, you know, aggregators or all these other places anymore and find these secret deals. They don't exist anymore, and so now it's suddenly become a better place and a better deal just to go directly to the companies and get the.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I found is that going online for airline tickets works perfectly. Going online for car rental works perfectly. Going online, not to the hotel website, but to another website that does travel, that's not so good with connecting those people to the hotel. And I want you to talk to us about that when we come back. It's 10 till. We'll be right back after these messages with our good friend Daniel Carer. He's the president of BizBest, and the publication is one of the 100 best resources for small businesses. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Daniel Carer. And Daniel, give us your website again, please.
Well, bizbest100.com or just bizbest.com. We have several of them, but those will get you there.
Right, and that's where you can find his publications. And also, don't forget to check out, whenever you look at your newspaper, many of you who are listening probably have seen Daniel's article there, his column. Okay, let's get back into the travel thing. I was talking, Daniel, about not having so much luck with going online for hotels. What I've been doing with hotels, what we've been doing, is finding the hotels online in a city that we're going to, maybe that we don't know much about, and then calling the hotel, because I have gotten messed up by making the reservation online and get to the hotel and the hotel didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky. Hotels are probably the trickiest between airline, as you pointed out, airline, car, and hotel. Hotel has become the most tricky one. We found a couple of websites that actually have worked for us and a lot of people we talked to tremendously well and gotten them great rates. You know, one that we've actually been using ourselves for over a decade is called QuickBook, QuickBook.
Huh.
And they've expanded, and they have
QuickBook.com.
Tremendous. I'm sorry?
QuickBook.com?
QuickBook.com, yeah. They have a tremendous number of hotels in their kind of their network, and some of them are you know, high-end hotels, too. They don't deal with you know, cheapo properties. They have nice hotels and some really tremendous rates. A long list of cities where they're available. They originally started out back in the 80s just doing New York and L.A., and little by little over the years, they've added more and more cities. Excellent site to find it.
QUIKBOOK.com.
Yeah, QUIK. BOOK, QuickBook. And a couple others that also work well, hotels.com and placestostay.com are some good websites that can get you excellent discounted rates at good hotels, and you can look at where they are. You can see information on them.
Oh yeah, you get pictures, you get photographs of the hotel. Sometimes you can get actual a little 360 view of the rooms.
Yeah, it's great. And the thing that we've always loved about QuickBook is that they visit and stay at all of the hotels themselves.
Wow!
You know, they're kind of a smaller business.
They don't recommend it. They don't recommend it unless they've been there, huh?
They don't recommend. They don't put these hotels into their list unless you know they can certify themselves that hey, you know, this place is okay.
Sounds like a good small business strategy to me.
Yeah, I think so. So we've always liked them, and that's an excellent service.
One of the things I found, though, Dan, with hotels, is that the online resellers, so to speak, the aggregators, they get a block of rooms from the hotel, but I found, and maybe this is just me, but I found that when I go to the hotel directly, I can negotiate the same rate and a little better room.
Well, you can, but you know, before we run out of time here, let me make one overriding recommendation on travel plans, and this again is something that I think has come full circle. You know, it wasn't very many years ago everybody were putting your local travel agents out of business, you know, because
right.
they're saying
right.
everything is going to go to the internet.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's all come back around
mm-hmm.
now. I would recommend using a travel agent. It's something that we didn't used to do, but you know what? It's now making sense again, especially for small business people, to outsource, there's a term we've all heard before, your needs in travel to a travel agent.
Even for business travel?
You know, absolutely for business
because
travel.
Because I know most of the travel agents...
It's become so complex, and there are so many different ways that you can
right.
blow it
right.
if you're making these arrangements yourselves, and you can
especially
end up paying
if you're not used to.
Hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
You can end up paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars more. Go to a professional. You know, let them do it. They, you know, if they're good, and there are more and more who specialize in small business travel,
right.
they know where to find the right stuff.
And
they
they'll save you more than whatever fee you're going to pay them.
They can save you probably a lot more. Plus,
but do expect to pay
time,
a fee.
The time. I mean, how valuable is your time?
Right.
You're going to spend
exactly.
hours on the internet. You know, right. what's your time value?
But they have to. You do have to expect to pay a fee because that's how they make a living.
You can pay a fee, but
yep.
I mean, come on. I mean, the fee is not big.
right.
I mean,
you're right.
You know,
no, many
they
times
could save you that on a rental car alone, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, they can help negotiate these rates with hotels. That's what made me think of it. Yeah. You know, they can do that, and it's
right.
much easier with hotels. You can't do it with airlines. You know, unless you're big.
Dan, we got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
It's bizbest100.com.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. Appreciate it.
You bet.
See you next time. Daniel Carer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. He's a good guy. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.